It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff with VPR News. The deaths of two Vermont infants this year have prompted a legislative probe into the Department for Children and Families. And frontline social workers are now coming forward to help lawmakers improve child protection services. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
It isn't often that Shannon Morton talked shop outside the confines of her state offices in Burlington. But as a 10-year social worker at the Department for Children and Families, Morton offers precisely the perspective lawmakers are suddenly looking for.
As you can imagine, not many folks want or should have to hear about my work days. So I thank you for the opportunity to share.
That's Morton addressing an ad hoc legislative panel convened after the deaths of two infants that were formerly under the watch of a department charged with ensuring child welfare.
We have been struggling behind closed doors for a long time about the challenges that we face as social workers, as an agency, and as humans in this field.
Morton and other social workers told legislators of staffing shortages, lack of communication between state agencies, and unrealistic evidentiary thresholds needed to remove kids from dangerous homes. They say these problems and others are leading to the types of situations that might have led to the deaths of infants in Winooski and Pulteney.
The volume and pace currently we are doing is relentless and unrealistic.
Nisha Stewart, a social services supervisor who works out of the DCF office in Barrie, says average caseload numbers supplied by the department don't accurately reflect the strain on most workers. Stewart says constant turnover means an abundance of fresh faces, and since the new employees can't safely take on a full caseload, veterans are forced to pick up the slack. Understaffing was among the more common critiques from social workers, but they say a lack of communication between DCF and other state departments, like the Department of Corrections or Division of Economic Services, has prevented them from gaining key information about the safety of their clients' home environment. Here's Shannon Morton again.
The number of days that I am baffled by what I do not know about the families I am working with are innumerable.
Workers say evidentiary hurdles also result in children being sent back to abusive caregivers. Carrie Johnson, a former social worker who left the department to go to law school, says when children tell doctors, for instance, that their injuries were inflicted by a caregiver, that information can't be admitted in court.
And I just very recently was called to testify at a hearing in which we lost. And the child went home in a very serious physical abuse case because we could not introduce this child's statements.
Former Human Services Secretary Doug Racine, who was fired by Governor Peter Shumlin earlier this week, says he urged these social workers to tell their stories. In an interview after his dismissal, Racine said the staffing shortages are real.
They need more people. There's no question about it.
South Burlington Representative Ann Pugh says it's become clear to lawmakers that some kind of legislative action is in order.
What it looks like, I think, is still up in the air.
The Child Protection Committee meets again early next month. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.